Let's go to the Southern Ocean rescue. Of course, three men surviving miraculously after their helicopter crash in the Auckland Islands. This is an extraordinarily inhospitable part of the world, about 450k south of New Zealand. Gary Wilson is a professor of marine science at Otago University. He joins us now. Tēnā koe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Guyan.
What sort of conditions would these men have faced? What is it like down there?
Well, it's often referred to as the Antarctic Riviera. As you head south from New Zealand, you don't have to go that far to get into the Antarctic Circumpolar Current. So it's really quite a separate environment from here in New Zealand.
And how does that manifest itself? What does it look and feel and like?
Well, certainly as you go south, you track into colder and colder temperatures quite quickly, and I'm sure the water temperatures down there would have been close to single digits, if not single digits. So they would have been pretty cold. And when you get into that part of the world, there are quite regular storm fronts and very strong westerly winds that most of the weather comes from the west and hits that part of the island. So potentially quite rough, but of course we can predict the weather quite well now, so they're able to operate in between some of those fronts and storm patterns.
Mm. I've been saying Auckland Islands, but the main island is Auckland Island, isn't it? And it's, well, it's pretty rugged and it's got steep cliffs and things via the pictures that I've seen. So it's pretty inhospitable there too when you, for these guys to try to get onto the island itself, would it have been, or...?
Well, yes, that's right. The Auckland Islands are volcanic, and the most of the coastal region of the islands, the end and coastal cliffs with some wave-cut platforms on them. So to call it a beach would have been a bit perhaps romantic. It was probably a wave-cut platform with a bouldery sort of beach on it. So they would have had to have scrambled up out of the water into that area. But the region they were in was in Port Ross, so... They were lucky to be in a relatively safe harbour there rather than out in the more open ocean. So shallow waters, maybe only 15 to 20 metres where they were, but still, yes, very cold water. The hypothermia would have kicked in rather quickly, I would think.
Can people go there?
You can visit with tourism operators, but you can't land without a permit. It's a World Heritage Site administered by the Department of Conservation. But we travel there most years to undertake scientific research just to track the changing ocean and climate conditions, as well as work on some of the iconic flora and fauna that are down there.
Well, you've sold it to me. I might see if I can contact my travel agent to take a trip down there, the Riviera.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Wilson there, who's a professor of marine science at Otago University.